Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
So I just wanted to give a little bit of history. Around Christmas, I was yesterday at the post office explaining this to somebody who had no idea. This old man said to me, it's his favorite holiday of the year. It's his favorite time of the year. He's going to gather with all his family and his children on this day. And I said to him, do you know if you did this in the 1600s, specifically 1659 to 1681, it was a criminal offense? And he said, did what? And I said, celebrated Christmas. He goes, I never heard that. I said, well, do you ever read your Bible, sir? And he said, yeah, I read it. I said, well, do you know what the Torah is? It's the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. And you know what the word holy means? It means set apart, and we're to be set apart. And I'm not trying to be here and be the Grinch that stole Christmas. I'm trying to be a history teacher and to let people know the original understanding and idea of why this day was considered a criminal offense to celebrate it and have anything to do with it, from trees to even the colors, the food, the decorations, the songs, and anything to do with it was considered a criminal offense because it mimicked too much the pagan rituals and customs that this country was trying to keep out. And it mimicked it. And even after the ban was lifted and it was no longer a criminal offense in 1681, and we're looking in Boston or the Northeast area, which was pretty much the United States back then, we're looking at this, even after it was banned, it wasn't up till maybe 200 years later where it actually became a legal holiday. And so, you know, there was just no Christmas. Actually, it says here, you know, in some of the history notes, the people walked around, they called them criers, walking through the streets on Christmas Eve, calling no Christmas, no Christmas. It was a warning, folks. And we don't take this seriously now. But here's the thing to understand. And here's the thing to get. When I go to the Middle East and I go to these Muslim countries, and at 6 o'clock every morning or 5 o'clock every morning, they're blaring over the loudspeakers all these Muslim prayers and everything else that are very disturbing on many different levels. It's been accepted there. Now, if your neighbor or your neighborhood started, there was a mosque at that corner, started doing these prayers every single morning, at first we would get upset, but then we would accept it. And then it would become part of the norm. And the same thing has happened with Christmas. Now, I get a question from people that says, isn't this the birth of Yeshua, the one they call Jesus? And what's the issue with this? And why don't you let people know the truth about Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, saving the people from everything? And we're just celebrating his special day and his birthday. Well, first of all, in the scriptures, there wasn't a model of people celebrating birthdays, but we look at Yeshua Messiah, who was the one who died for us and set us free, and we look at the truth of it, his birthday, when his birthday truly was. Most people know now, or hopefully most people understand, his birthday is not December 25th. And for those of you that say, well, what's the harm of just celebrating it this day? If you know the connection between the pagan rituals and also the pagan day of December 25th. You know the issue with this particular day, but there's a new day called, there's a new holiday that's like Christmas. It's called Kwanzaa. How many of you have heard of Kwanzaa? How come you all not celebrating Kwanzaa? This new form of Christmas or something. And you say, well, that's not biblical and it's not anything we need to have part of. Well, I say the same thing about Christmas. You know, so I'm not here knocking our wonderful Savior, Messiah, and what he did for us. I'm here to warn people about accepting pagan customs and pagan cultures and the issues that the scriptures talk about with when you start making yourself part of these things and what happened and what happens. And we have a historical record of the people of Yah's chosen people being destroyed and attacked by other nations because they started to accept and look at those nations' customs as normal. That was the whole thing, what Hanukkah was about. It was not accepting the ancient customs of these other worlds and so on. So, you know, everything from Santa Claus to Christmas and the Christmas tree, all of these are pagan traditions that people accept and do. Now, here's the thing, folks. If you truly love our wonderful Messiah, Yeshua, and you call yourself a believer and you want to follow him, well, why are you being hypocrites and not following him and not following his ways? And it goes way beyond this idea of Christmas in this particular day. At least if you really cared about his birthday or who he is, fine. But why about all the pagan customs around it? That is more of the issue than anything else. Why not go out to the streets today with signs reminding people that Yeshua died for us and telling people that we'll give them a prayer and pray for them? Why not go out there and reveal some scripture to the people about how wicked this nation is and about how everything from the human sacrifices that are taking place on the wicked days of Halloween to the wickedness of Tammuz and the sun goddess Istosis and all these other things, and revealing the truth to people on this wonderful day of your supposedly day of our Creator's birthday. You know, on Facebook and instant and media and social media, what happens on a day when it's your birthday? Everyone gets on your page and they say, "Happy birthday. We remember you this day. We remember the type of person you are and who you did and what you did." And I will submit to you that none of you that are celebrating Christmas are remembering what Yeshua did for them and who he is and what he stood for. That's like somebody getting on my page on my birthday and saying, "Oh, you know, I thank you for doing something for me that I never did. Something wicked." You know, or saying, "Oh, I remember Paul robbed the bank, 100 years ago on this day," or even 50. "No, I didn't. I didn't rob a bank. There weren't even any banks back then. I never even went to the bank." But that's what people are doing with Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, on this day, saying, "Oh, you know, it was his birthday. And just like us, he had a little birthday cake with candles and everyone went to go visit him and give him presents on his birthday." And no, they didn't. You know, and everything from the candles to the tree to the cake and everything is all pagan customs that you're all doing. And then you wonder why you have no joy and peace and rest in your life. You spend all your money on a pagan tradition and all these gifts to give others. And then you wonder why you have no money and you're in debt and everything else. And it's not because you're spending money on gifts. It's because you're disobeying our Creator's guidelines and instructions. The scriptures speak for itself. It says in Exodus 15:26, "If you diligently follow my guideline and instructions and keep my commandments, I will not put the same disease upon you that I put upon the Egyptians." And it's not about Egyptians, folks. It's about the disobedient. "If you diligently follow my guidelines and instructions, I will not put the same disease upon you as I put upon the disobedient." There is a reason why people are so suppressed today, and it's their own doing. As the scriptures say, you know, people's own wickedness will be their destruction. And that is what's happening today. There is nothing righteous about Christmas. There is nothing being done righteous about Christmas. And those of you that say you're just innocently celebrating and keeping and remembering the birthday of Yeshua, no, you're not. Yeshua had nothing to do with what you're remembering and the pagan traditions and customs and everything else that you're doing. At least remember him. Where's the weeping and crying for him dying for us? Remember what he did for us when he lived for us. He was known as the living Torah. The Torah is not a Jewish word. It's a Bible word. It's a Yahweh word. It's his instructions and guidelines. If you're so concerned about Yeshua and what he did for us and who he was, why are you not following his ways? And why are you following the world's ways? And in the Bible, it says that we are to diligently teach our children the instructions of our Creator. And you work so hard at diligently teaching your children the pagan traditions and customs of the nations around Yahweh's chosen people. The nerve and that you would let your kid wake up and sit by a tree and open up a present and follow all these pagan customs and never once even mention what Yeshua did in Yeshua's Torah and commandments to the children. Where are the people holding up a big sign saying, these are the Ten Commandments that he wants us to follow, so remember that on his special holy day? No one's even mentioning the commandments in their house. No one's even telling their children what they should be doing, what they shouldn't be doing. It's bad enough every single week you ignore his holy set-apart day of the Sabbath, which is the fourth commandment. But now you pick this special day, this day to fulfill your house and your lives that you work up to teach your children pagan customs and traditions, and put this curse upon your children that has been upon you, that your parents most likely taught you. It's a wicked, wicked day filled with wicked customs. And I call you all to turn it around. Turn it around. Throw down your presents. Cut down your tree and make up a sign and go to the street and tell people the Yeshua died for them. Christmas is pagan and we need to get right with the Torah. Go and do that and see how jolly and merry everyone is when you stand on the corner with a sign that says Yeshua died for us. I mean, today is not even his birthday. Do you have children? Do you celebrate their birthday when it's not their birthday? It makes no sense. You say you just want to remember him. Well, how come you don't celebrate your children that were born in November? You don't celebrate their birthday in June and say you just want to remember them? It makes no sense. But you're not thinking. That's the problem. You're not thinking. And that's what the enemy of this world wants you to do, not to think, just to act and just to follow everyone else right to through wickedness. Just think for a second what you're doing. It's not his birthday. Why would you be out there doing these things? Exactly. It's the birthday of Nimrod and the pagan gods and the systems and everything else about this day is pure wickedness. And so-called believers or so-called Christians are texting me and emailing me Merry Christmas. You have no idea what you're saying. You know, if it was the only merriness to me is I'm going to go outside and I'm going to go out there and I'm going to tell everybody about Yeshua, his true name, the true day, and the true word that he wanted us to give and do. And I just read Jeremiah, the book of Jeremiah, and talks about the destruction that Jeremiah and Isaiah and all the prophets of scripture warn people about. Listen, birthdays were only mentioned a few times in scripture, and every time they mentioned it, it wasn't something good. You know, Yeshua wasn't born on December 25th. He was born around the time of Sukkot, which is the Feast of Tabernacles. 6 months after John the Baptist was born, during the time of Passover. See, the scripture calendar lines up perfectly with the dates that we should know and we should understand what we should be acknowledging, not the man-made calendar with the man-made system and the man-made ideas and everything else. So we need to get right with this word. And it's crazy that you would go to a house of worship and worship to a tree and to a false God, because the Jesus you're worshiping and thinking about today is not the Yeshua of the scriptures. You understand that? It's different. It's different. You're doing what he told you not to do. You're not doing what he told you to do. And then people have the nerve to complain and to pray for favor. How do you expect favor if you're doing things that our Creator calls wicked and sick and twisted? And I know what a lot of people think of you. Oh, I don't see what's wrong with this innocent thing we're doing of just remembering our Creator and the birthday of Yeshua. Everything from the story with the three wise men to everything else you want to think about Christmas to the food you're trying to fatten yourselves up to be just as fat as this fake Santa Claus that you have and putting a tree in your house that in the book of Jeremiah says not even to have in your house. Everything about it is a lie. You are deceived. You are deceived. And it's time you woke up and somebody starts telling you the truth. You know, so you take your Christmas sweater and your Christmas hat and your Christmas stockings and throw them right in the fire and burn them. You know, and you get right with Yahweh's word if you want his blessings. You know, so how many of you want his true blessings? Go out there and tell people the truth. And, you know, it's not about the Grinch that stole Christmas, because Christmas should never have been. Do you understand, folks? It was outlawed. It was against the law in this very country. And now people are celebrating it. It's just... There's nothing righteous about this day, and what people are doing with it is not righteous. And don't lie to me and don't tell me that you're remembering what Yeshua did on this day and celebrating his birthday. At least when you have dead presidents, they get the birthday correct on the same day the president died or the same day the president was alive. But you take the most important figure in history and you get the wrong day. The wrong day. And you're celebrating it the wrong way. It's and you're teaching it to your children. Listen, you take one letter out of the word Santa and you get Satan. And that's what's going on. So many people are being dummied down to think that they know what's going on in this world and everything else. It's pure wickedness that you're teaching your children. So you need to get right with his word if you want him to be right with you, folks. You know, if you want to have the blessings that he called us to, he's called we're called to be obedient to his word and not man's word. You listen all year to some man called a pastor in front of your the pulpit, tell you lies and lies, and then you celebrate all those lies in one of the last days of the year, this day called Christ Mass, which was pretty much invented by the wicked, evil system of the Catholic Church that has nothing to do with Scripture, and you celebrate your Christ Mass. You're not even Catholic, and you're celebrating Christ Mass. I didn't know all these Christians, these non-denominational Christians, going to Mass all of a sudden. I mean, since when did you change your belief systems or your religion or whatever, your culture, and now you're going to a Mass? Christ Mass. So now you're Catholic? It has nothing to do with Scripture. And people say, put, what do they say? Instead of saying happy holidays, they want to say Merry Christmas. It's a deception. It's a deception. You know, it's the holy days we need to be concerned with, and not the holidays of man and the wickedness of man. And it's a money-making business, a devil orienting thing that he gives us, and people are confused and deceived. Even people that aren't even believers or aren't even Christians are celebrating this day or marrying this day. Of course they're marrying this day, but they don't believe in Yeshua. Of course they're married, but so many people are being deceived out there that say they believe in him. You know, I'd be laughing all the way in Mary if I wasn't a believer and I saw all the people doing what they're doing. It's pure wickedness. So you need to repent. Today would be a great day to repent. A great day to fast from the wicked food and the wickedness going on and repent. Read the history for yourself, folks. Read the wickedness that takes place on this day, being the birthday of Tammuz. And all the wickedness that comes out of this day, and the winter solstice that's amongst us, and all the wickedness that comes from that, you know, and just this, it's not right. It's not right. We shouldn't be doing this. But it makes no difference to me. I'm going to stick to the word. I'm going to continue to get this word out. And and do things the way that he tells us to do it. I don't want to put this curse on me and my family and my children to celebrate the wickedness of these sick customs people are doing. Every single one of you that's taking a picture in front of your Christmas tree with your little children, open up presents today, you're teaching them pure wickedness. Read the scriptures for yourself. At least get the day correct and at least do it in a correct way if you want to do something. So, get your kids a marker and a piece of paper or a poster board and teach them to make a sign and go out on the street and let people know the truth that Yeshua died for them. How many people have you told that to? How many people will you tell that to? So every post you're going to send, instead of saying Merry Christmas, why don't you say Yeshua died for you, so you need to repent and stop living against the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. Why don't you send a post like that and say, instead of saying Merry Christmas, say, instead of telling people Happy Christ Mass, Happy Christ Mass. What other wicked time of the year other than the sick, wicked day of Easter are people actually going to send people a Catholic message and people are going to say, well, thank you, you as well. Happy Christ Mass. I don't see you going on other days when it's not Christ Mass, saying on other Sundays, and you say, oh, Happy Mass. You know, we're going to Mass. You know. Oh, well, thank you so much. Maybe I'll join you. It's just backwards. It's just backwards. And people are so blind. And that's what the scriptures say. I pray for ears to hear and eyes to see your truth, Father Yah, that people would get it. They would wake up. And parents were called to diligently teach our children the instructions, his instructions. And every single song on the radio about Christmas is just more of the brainwashing that's taken place on this day and the wickedness that's taken place. This is why so many of you are dummied down. You know, you might as well just put under the tree a big bottle of blue pills and let everyone take that and continue following the media and everything that's going on in the media and forget about the truth of what's happening here with the holy word of our wonderful Creator. And I pray somebody watching this is going to wake up and get it, and their eyes are going to be open. They're going to see the truth. Because Yeshua is the way, the truth, and the life. It's through Yeshua, which means the salvation of Yahweh. It doesn't mean the celebration of the Pope and the Pope systems and the wicked, evil system of the Catholic system of the way things are done. I rebuke that in the name of Yeshua. That has nothing to do with what we as believers should be celebrating or be around. And you all need to wake up and read his word. Read his word for yourself. Read the history of it. Christmas was banned in the 1600s. 1659 to 1681 in Boston, you were not allowed to celebrate Christmas. And then when it became okay to celebrate, it wasn't until almost 200 years later that it was actually made a holiday. A holiday, not a holy day. It's a made-up holiday. It's not real. It's not real. I got Jewish people contacting me saying Merry Christmas. What is wrong with these people? That's the blinding world we live in today, that you can just make up a holiday and have people follow it. You know, it says in Daniel, it says the wicked kings would try to change the times and the laws. And we see them trying to change the times and the laws right in front of us. We live a wicked calendar with wicked named days and days that aren't even match up to our Creator's calendar. People aren't following the holy days of Scripture, but they follow the holidays of man. And that's how we get ourselves in so much trouble. I'm calling you all to repent this year. I'm calling you to change what you're doing. Now's a great time to start. And don't wait for your pagan New Year's Eve resolutions. And start right now and let this be the last time. As a matter of fact, go out and throw that Christmas tree on your street right now. Don't keep it in your house any longer. Go throw that Christmas tree on your street corner right now or in front of your house in the garbage right now. Put a big sign up saying Christmas is pagan. I want no part of this anymore. I'm going to start reading the word of our Creator, and I'm going to get right with my Creator so I could truly have a Merry Christmas next year. While all you dummy down, overweight, sick, gift-given, wicked following people are doing this crazy thing on Christmas, but you're blind. My eyes have been opened to see the truth of our Creator. So I can truly have a Merry Christmas when you're celebrating this day, and I could be out there promoting the truth about Scripture. Oh, it's just a matter of time before some of you are going to get it, but you're going to get it. And you're going to be like all of us that did get it. You're going to say, what in the world was I thinking? What in the world was I thinking? Does it not say in your very own book, the Bible, not to have a Christmas tree? Yes, it does in the book of Jeremiah. Does it not say in your very own book not to follow the wicked customs of the world? Yes, it does all throughout the Torah, especially the book of Deuteronomy. Does it not say that we need to be holy and set apart for Yahweh? Absolutely, it does. And then it says in Revelations the what's going to happen for your continued disobedience to our Creator. So we need to get right with this now, and just do it. Just do it. Just take down that tree now, and don't even try to tell me that your spouse is keeping you from listening to Yahweh and call this a Merry Christmas or you following Yahweh. Don't even one of you tell me right now that you don't want to upset your children by taking down this pagan shrine in your house. Don't even tell me that you don't want to get your wife upset because, or your husband upset because they want to have this pagan shrine in your house. Forget about your spouse or your children's feelings and start thinking about Yahweh's feelings. After all, it is Yeshua's birthday. It's not their birthday. It's his birthday. Please him today and not them today. Think about their feelings on their birthday, but it's not their birthday. It's his birthday. So do what's going to please him. Take that tree out of your house right now and throw it on your street corner. And take a picture and send it to me. I'd love to see it. Post it on your Facebook page. Post that pagan shrine sitting in front of your house at the garbage can with a sign saying, today is December 25th, and this is what I decided to do. Thank you, Yahweh, for opening up my eyes on this day. But no, people want to get up in the morning. They want to put on their makeup, or what I call fake up. They want to get in their Christmas sweater. It doesn't even fit them. And they want to go down to the pagan shrine. And they want to put some unholy, unrighteous, unbiblical presents under that shrine. And give it to their children. While they're eating unholy things, which our Creator commands us not to eat. And then they end up getting themselves, sick and so on. And then they worship the pharmakia to get better so they can do it all over again on the New Year Pagan's Eve. Where they'll stand in front of a big building, freezing their buns off into the middle of the night, watching a ball drop from a building. By a made-up calendar, and they think that has something to do with anything important.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
Let every lie be silenced and all depression cease. Let every dark assignment bow down at Jesus' feet. Let every curse be broken. Let every storm be tamed. And all that come against us be bound in Jesus' name. Your presence is my grace.